So this is Newcastle upon Tyne here. I'm crossing the Tyne. Look at that bridge. Okay, so that's a road bridge. And here, this is a road bridge. This is buses only allowed. It's one way, only going southbound. And up there, there's a railway bridge. Obviously, you can't see the trains above us. So that was a bit of a marvel of engineering at the time, a double-decker bridge. And Robert Stephenson was one of the engineers. He's the son of George Stephenson, who invented the train. So they're Geordies, both of them. Okay. And, oh well, you can't jump out here because there's gauze. And look at that, Poseidon with his trident atop the roof there of this building. Is this a custom house building, something like that? And another road bridge, but that goes either direction. And look at this eight amidst the river. And they built various, what would you call them, pillars around it to build a landing stage. Flowing very slowly, lazily out to the North Sea. And there's more bridges that away. And over here, there's another, isn't it, railway bridge? And beyond that, a road bridge. Okay. Cycling on the other side. I've never crossed this by foot, or even by motor vehicle, only ever by train. Mostly en route to Caledonia. Very eye-sighting. And look at that church, never been there. You can see the old courthouse, or it's actually the current courthouse, not far from the castle, and obviously the castle Great Hall is functional. Oh, the Dubliner, another Irish pub. Okay. And the cobblestones there. Good, good. Anyway, exciting and delighting. There's almost a bit of sunshine. I can't quite believe it. It is chilly. It was gelid earlier on, 4 degrees, but said to feel like -1. It's not quite been snowing. It was -1 in the middle of the night. Oh, look, people putting locks on to proclaim their love for each other. And this is where you can jump off. Okay. It's okay for ask for help. You don't have to face this alone. Call us now. Okay. I'll call that next time I need a loan. There we go. The Hilton over there. And my hotel is near this thing here, this pillar. And these buildings, they look like they're supporting the bridge, but they're not quite. So that's Quayside down there. Okay, and this more modern white bridge over there. There's the more modern bridge furthest away. And over here, it looks like, is there a train stop in the middle of the bridge? They're going towards Newcastle Central Station. And on we go. Mmm. Delight feels like it's a voyage of discovery. Okay, so over to Gateshead, and there's a sign down there. Welcome people to Gateshead, no doubt. South of the mighty River Tyne. They often call the region Tyne and Wear. The River Wear is a bit further south, which bisects Durham. Has got this meander, a U-bend, which meant that Durham was surrounded by water on three sides. It's an excellent place to build a castle, way up high, and Durham Cathedral and so forth. That's why University College Durham is sometimes known as Castle. It's built in the old castle. Okay, so this was built in 1838. So the railways had only just come, 1825, a bit further south of here, about 10 miles further south of Stockton to Darlington. So, well, Darlington's further south than that. Okay, well, that's enough for the moment. Anyway, thank you for watching my video about Newcastle upon Tyne. And please subscribe to me on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.